For the sixth time in 7 years, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is projecting a directed commercial fishery for Taku River king salmon in 2012. The department says the number of Taku Chinook should be up from last season. The forecast calls for a run of about 48,000 kings, with an allowable catch of about 6,700 for commercial fishermen in Alaska. But fishery manager Kevin Monagle says projections don't always turn into reality.
In some cases, we have had a number similar to this, or maybe a little lower, to go after, and we've decided to wait till we had in-season information and to make our management decisions based on that information alone, not the forecast.
Case in point, in 2011, the forecast called for a run of about 41,000 kings with an allowable catch of about 1,500, but a directed fishery was not allowed once managers were able to collect in-season data. Monagle says it can be a difficult fishery to forecast because the Alaska catch is set according to a treaty with Canada, which shares the Taku with the United States, and Canada gets first crack at the fish.
The first 5,000 fish surplus, Canada gets that, and we get none of it. So in recent years, when you have very small surpluses to go after, if the forecast changes even a little bit, 2 to 4%, that U.S. allowable catch goes away.
Monagle says Canadian managers also regulate the Taku King fishery according to in-season data, and that biologists on both sides of the border are in regular communication before and after fishing starts. May 1st is the first day a fishery is allowed to open in Alaska. Monagle says the department will release more information closer to that date.